Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week following Valentine's Day 2025. Camp Courageous had a huge celebration for Valentine's Day. Hundreds of campers attending the Cupid Shuffle out at the Durgan Pavilion. Lots of music, bowling, all kinds of games in the basement of Durgan. Everyone had a super time. So a big thank you to all those volunteers and folks that helped us make it a special Valentine's Day for our campers. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. And it's been a busy week. We had a wonderful respite weekend, did all kinds of sensory activities, but one of the most fun activities was to bring glow sticks and other light-up items to the swimming pool. A wonderful time was held in the swimming pool, especially when the temperatures are outside are so cold. Camp Courageous has been fortunate to have volunteer partnerships with area universities and colleges that supply us a lot of volunteers during these respite weekends. Students from the University of Iowa's nursing program, Clark College's nursing program, University of Iowa's physical therapy program, and so much more come out to camp and make it a very, very special time for our campers. The travel program, as usual, is rocking away. As a matter of fact, they had a great dinner at the Rock Bar over in Cedar Rapids, and after that, they went to the theater, Cedar Rapids, and caught the performance of Jersey Boys. Everybody had a super good time. Then Friday night, on the 9th, they traveled to the Rough Riders game, which is always an exciting time for the campers, and they were playing the Dubuque Fighting Saints. What a game that was. Just a reminder, Camp Courageous teaches swimming lessons. We have what we call the Tiny Tudas swim class for little tykes, and then we also have swimming lessons for those who are 3 and 5 and youth ages 6 to 12. So check us out on the website campcourageous.org for more information on that. We continue to remodel South Cabin. South Cabin is named after Bob and Liz South, who donated that building back in the early 90s. We're in the process of a complete remodeling on the outside, all new windows, all new doors, and completely doing the HVAC, the floors, everything in that cabin. If you'd like to be a part of that, donations of any amount are appreciated. If you'd like a room, there's four rooms that the campers stay. Each one of those has naming rights for $25,000, or the huge lobby area just as you come in is $50,000. We'll keep giving you updates on that as things progress. A huge congratulations to our dear friend Ron Steele on his retirement after over 50 years with KWWL-TV up in Waterloo area. He has been the longest sitting anchor. Has done a wonderful job covering the area. Ron has visited Camp Courageous many times throughout his career. Just a couple years ago, he spent a whole day out of the camp just to the thrill of the campers, the staff, and those visiting. He interviewed all sorts of campers and staff and does just a beautiful job. He's a person that just radiates warmth, compassion, and a genuine sense of caring. Super, super busy. We always appreciated when he took the time to visit Camp Courageous. And he was a full package. He would bring his own camera, do his own interviews, do his own editing, and making sure that at the very end, the product was perfect when he reported on it. Ron is a member of the Iowa Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. Ron's retirement is a huge loss for continuity and trust that can only be earned over time. But we wish Ron the very best in his retirement, and hopefully we'll continue to have our paths cross. It was a treat to have former camp director Jan Meyer and program person Sid Chatfield visit Camp Courageous here recently. Jan was back when the camp first started and was eventually talked into being the camp director along with Bud Ewell, both living in Waterloo at the time. And we wish Sid Chatfield and Jan Meyer the very, very best in their futures, and hopefully they'll continue to come and visit. Fundraisers, the Camp Courageous Winter Sale continues to go on in the camp's main lodge area here at the camp. It's open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Fridays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and closed on Saturdays. It's open the first Sunday of each month from 2 to 6. Also, of course, our great Manchester Garage Sale, the camp's number one fundraiser, continues to go strong up in Manchester, located at 1121 East Main Street. It's open from Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers and people that make that possible. Our need of the week is Roku streaming devices. It's something that a lot of our volunteers enjoy when they come out and stay with us. And also disinfectant wipes. We're almost completely out of disinfectant wipes, and something that we use a lot of. Camp Courageous lost several very, very dear friends this past week. Our sympathy goes out to their family, and how grateful we are that they would think of Camp Courageous with their memorials. Mary Rue passed away. Mary was from Cedar Rapids and just a great supporter of the camp. Norma Jean Van Ursvelde from Brooklyn, Iowa, passed away, and our sympathy goes out to her family. Yvonne Gregory from Tipton, Iowa, passed away, and Charles Porth from Kalamus, all dear friends of the camp, and our sympathy goes out to them. Also, we lost Sally Novetsky. Sally was an ambassador representing the United States, longtime supporter of the camp, and as she moved, she gave many, many of her items to Camp Courageous, which we are tremendously grateful for. If you know of somebody that would be exceptionally good at being the director of Camp Courageous, we are currently looking for somebody to fill the shoes, and you can email hr@campcourageous.org, or you can go to our website. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.